Now this is another canyon area. I got about, ordinarily I'm trapping around 125 to 140 miles of trap line. I got 100 miles this year. And this is at about 50, 45 below zero here and steaming. And there's a canyon. I've just come through a canyon below there. This is not that long after a snow event. There's multiple places where the this overflow has been flowing and getting into the snow. There's little snow islands that are dangerous. They got water. I'm walking ahead and I'm looking because of this region in this of the Brooks Range. It's a metamorphic geologic structures, and there's calcite minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, salt, and these overflows get into, you see it gets into the side of the channel. This ice sheet here that I'm on is probably about 5 feet thick. It's the water starting to get up into the banks, and it's picking up mineral as it flows through that snow on the sides. It picks up minerals and lends elasticity, and actually it's getting like sea ice. And so you see where I walked, it bends underneath my, it barely cracked and is filling my tracks behind me. I've actually walked on it and it's depressed the ice. That's where I walked there. I'm walking across and you see a bend under my feet, and it just cracked slightly and this was filling up my tracks. I'm going around. What I'm looking for is higher and lower points in underneath this. Looks like just a sheet of water, but there's a higher and lower. There's a deep hole here. There's deep holes over here. The water, see how it starts getting into the snow along the sides? That's where it picks up those salts. And down below there, that outcropping where I'm pointing there is just a high mineral source. And so this water picks up this elasticity, and it does some very interesting things because of the ice is elastic. It will actually ball.
I was talking to Jack briefly during the break, and he showed that interesting photograph earlier with where his footsteps were marked out by the little depressions that have flooded back. And freshwater ice, lake ice or river ice, you know, it's very brittle. It's very hard and very clear, as I showed earlier. That, on the other hand, ice that forms from salty water, seawater, or in this case, salty spring water, or wherever it's getting its salt from, Jack's getting sea ice forming on land, oddly enough. But sea ice contains a lot of liquid brine, and therefore it's much less brittle than freshwater ice because of that liquid in it. So it's a softer ice. And that's why you can, if you've got 5 centimeters of freshwater ice and you've got 5 centimeters of salty ice, you would probably avoid the freshwater ice, but you could probably walk safely over the salty ice because it will flex beneath your feet, whereas the freshwater brittle ice is more likely to break and you'll go in. But I thought that was fascinating, that there is this salty ice on land. Mm-hmm. And you say it's very common,
very common.
In that region of the Brooks Range.
It's really easily accessed. You can see it fairly easily from the road. It does it up at Chandler Shelf. It does it on the Attigan River. Very interesting high pressure heave there on the Attigan River. That flow comes down, and there's a geologic rock structure that crosses the Attigan Valley in a diagonal angle. It builds the pressure heaves in a diagonal angle. You can see where that rock structure conveys cold, freezes that water off, and builds back pressure heaves in a series, in a diagonal series. Beautiful. And they're very interesting. You go around, they either explode, they crack on their sides and spray water out of the sides of them, or they'll just have small cracks. And I got one in the drainage that I've been meaning to. I wish I had a digital camera. I got a beautiful picture of it. And this has a small crack on both ends of it, upstream and downstream of it. It's a very narrow stream. It's about from here to that wall wide. And this thing is building, and I have to keep trying to go. And it throws me into the bank. And so that's another facet of that. When you're traveling with snow machines or skis in these canyon areas where they like to build, it'll throw you into the rock walls. And it's weeping on both ends, and which continuously makes it slick there. But those things are very fairly easily accessed, and you could actually take samples of them. Well, the biggest resilient ones are actually highly mineralized. If they're there's various salinities to them, so the ones that are more fresh crackies easier and vent easier.
So they're really neat.